Good morning, everybody. Today is Monday, 28th of January, and right now it's partly cloudy on 23 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says partly cloudy in the morning, then clear, with the temperatures ranging from low of 24 to high of 28 degrees Celsius, and it's supposed to be breezy with winds from northeast at 10 to 25 kilometers per hour. For later on, they predict clear with winds from northeast again at 10 to 25 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 78 and it will drop on 63% by noon. Moon is still full, illuminated on 99%. Out of many different events and workshops that have happened over past week, some will be soon published on our webpage for you to listen if you have missed it or if you'd like to indulge yourself again in the feeling experienced that day. And following is an excerpt of interview with Isis from Benin, with her invitation on Friday's African night, sharing of history of west part of Africa, with African dinner and music, of course. Good morning, Isis.
Good morning, Miriam. Yes, we are organizing African night here in Oroville on Friday, the 1st February, on Friday at the Unity Pavilion. And we think that the goal is to really make the African continent well known by all the Orovillian.
You will share with us, I think, a lecture about a part of the history, correct?
Yes, a little lecture, you know, because let's know about what is the African continent from the beginning to now. What's happened in the African continent? Just let's talk about the kingdom, the earth, the inventions, that is the big place in Africa, like in the in Mali with Tombuktu, with the South Africa, with in Zimbabwe also they used to have a big place that nobody knows about this. You know,
one of the greatest cities I've ever seen. Yeah.
Yes, you know, Ethiopia. We have just a global lecture, and which is followed with a documentary about the lost kingdom of West Africa, because people have to know that really this continent is not only what they know today.
Yeah, it's not only this continent. It's the biggest continent with the largest numbers of countries.
Yes.
So it's like we can spend years and years to study that.
Yes, you know. So Africa was a continent of kingdoms, of empires, of creation, creativity in medicine, in all of these aspects of the lives. So this first documentary will be only on the west side of the west coast of Africa, to just begin to discover the historical part. And I think that step by step we will have more movies, more images of the African continent, for let know the Orovians really what is the African continent from yesterday to tomorrow.
Yeah, but the fact is that if you want to be really unity in diversity, we have to respect and we have to have a clue about each other's culture, and the only way is through the events like that, with sharing the historical facts, the culture itself in a way of dances, songs,
any kind of way.
And then again, also food, yeah?
Of course.
You will share with us.
Say,
food, yeah?
Of course. So after the documentary, we will have a part-time for the food, for African food. I will make what we make in West Africa, peanut saucer.
Wow.
Yes. And another one with chicken peanuts and okra. Lady fingers. So this is going to be the two two main dishes, with local beverage as ginger and rosella. We make a lot of this local beverage in Africa.
Yeah.
And we will finish with Yamadas from Windarafan, music, African music, and during this. And it will be the time to share. Let's make the feast, you know. In Africa, when we meet, is a feast we share. Let's talk, you know. I can't say in French. We say dépasser. That means go more forward, you know. you know, and try to know what's happened really.
This afternoon between 4 to 7 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, we are invited to join L'Avenir Resident Assembly Service Interactive Community Workshop to develop guidelines for Auroville's built environment. And the purpose of the workshop is to be the first to produce a set of guidelines which will apply to all development in Auroville. This simple tool will help ensure all building proposals respond to the city's aspiration and can be used to guide discussions between stakeholders throughout the development process. It is intended the guidelines will both bring clarity to the decision-making process and inspire applicants to design appropriate, sustainable buildings which meet Auroville's needs and aspirations. And yes, on Saturday, finally, the day for Lively Up Your Earth, Eco Music Festival 2013 is here. And as Krishna wrote, dear brothers, sisters, friends, well-wishers, rockers and farmers, it's going to be an awesome day. They have lots of amazing food available all throughout the day and night. And with food includes meals, dosa, wraps, puri, juices, tea, cakes, coffee and much, much more. A really inspiring and dynamic kids space with magic show, capoeira, recycled trash craft, clay part, art, face painting, hand and quiet baby space. Other workshops will be acro yoga, hip hop yoga, educational task on TDF, seed saving, flying fox, loads of inspired eco stores highlighting our local creativity and 12 hours of live music. 9 bands from world music to Tamil rock and fusion funk to Ukrainian folk. The MC for the day will be the awesome Stray Factory Theatre Collective, improvising wildly with some of the ingenious genius brothers. And we can book our tickets already on sliding scale of tickets from basic entrance 100 to feel generous 250 and love you ticket for 500 rupees. We can pay them on the Portus account 252255. Those prices are only for our billions. And for guests, there is a separate sliding scale starting from 250 rupees. From 1st to 3rd of February, the Auroville Ultimate Frisbee Hat Tournament will be going on. This time they have invited an experienced international player to give a workshop to the 300 participants, all athletes and skilled players themselves. They have 5 fields, Certitude, Udavi, Aurodam and 2 fields behind Tibetan Pavilion. It's gonna be a full weekend with a whole lots of matches and lots of fun. We can come help, watch them play and cheer them up to get inspired to join Auroville Ultimate Frisbee. At the same date, from 1st to 3rd of February, a South Indian Equestrian Championship to be held at Red Earth Riding School between 6 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's going to be more than 100 horses and 200 riders participating from South India and Auroville to compete in dressage, show jumping and the derby. Sunday afternoon will be the highlight of the show with the derby and the music dressage. On February 14, the world is going on to be swept by another huge event, 1 Million Rising, through dance and other events in public places. It's a call for peace and empowerment. It's a no to every third woman on the planet being raped or abused in her lifetime, which is about 1 billion in total. Several are organizing solidarity event in Auroville at Eucalyptus Grove between Certitude and Solar Kitchen. We will come together to rise and dance on Thursday, 14th of February from 4 to 5:30 p.m. The dance gathering will be partially guided, partially free empowerment celebration. They wish everyone who is touched by the topic, female or male, to be there to dance together in the solidarity and empowerment with the rest of the planet. They are especially encouraging the units with local employees to inform them and to organize a cycling to go to the event or to arrange transport so they can join them. Enrollment in New Era's secondary school is open and they will be giving an orientation program about NES for interested students and their parents on the 16th of February at 9 a.m. NES admission opens every year from February and it is best to enroll as early as possible, because the new academic year 2013-2014 begins on April 3rd. All students of Auroville primary schools can register for the 9th standard level if they are finishing the 8th or for the 11th standard level if they are finishing the 10th. You can come to the office to enroll between 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And their phone number is 262-2662. At Savitri Bhavan International Zone tonight at 6:30 p.m., we can follow Journey to the Life Divine, Part 1, which is the film about lives and work of Sri Aurobindo and the mother from childhood up to November 24th in 1926, when Sri Aurobindo experienced the descent of Krishna into his body. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, they still follow the food series this week, so tonight at 8 p.m. we can see comedy-drama A Touch of Spice, which was made in Greece and Turkey in 2003 by director Tasos Boulmetis. Tomorrow there will screen drama romance Waitress, made in USA in 2007 by director Adrienne Shalley. And on Wednesday we can see comedy A Private Function, which was made in UK in 1985 by director Malcolm Mowbray. At every moment, may our attitude be such that thy divine will may determine our choice, and that thus it may be thou who directs our entire life, wrote the mother. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.